Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today it is June 15th, 2018. The topic of our show will be the purpose of being a father. Before we do that, there's a couple of housekeeping things that we need to deal with. First of all, that song that you heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. You can find them at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K., living your purpose, whatever that might mean to you. How you came to achieve it, how you came to know what it is, and our guests talk about a few suggestions of how you, too, may be able to live your purpose. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, or if you have products or services to share with our listeners, I invite you to send me an email directly to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Our show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company that caters especially to those needing individualized accommodations. And that location and that website is TrueVisionsTravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. Additionally, of course, we'd like to let you know how you can be a part of this show. And there's a couple ways that you can, too. If you are on the Blog Talk Network, you can do that by going to the chat room, which is at the very bottom of the show page. Scroll down on that. And you can type comments, feedback, whatever you'd like in there. Know, however, that when the show is over, any of your comments do disappear, and no one can get back to them. However, if you'd like your comments to be held and discussed further on Purpose Talk Radio, the way you can do that is if you're on Facebook, go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversation and find the June 15th post. It is pinned to the top of the page right now. For anyone who would like to make comments or feedback in that, and, of course, if you are listening to the archive show and available for you at any time that you listen to the show, please do consider sharing the show afterwards if you listen to it, if you have friends, family, others that you think might be interested in this. The archive show is at the same location as the original one, so I appreciate you doing that as well. The other thing you can do is, if you are on Blog Talk Radio, also there is a Skype icon at the top of the page. You can click on that and join us via Skype. And you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Now, if you want to talk to us on the air, please do press 1 so we know that you're not just listening. And other than that, I think we've got all of the housekeeping things in order for you. And if you just listen, that's perfectly fine as well. So we have two guests on our show today. Any of those of you who heard the Manali Falls, well, the Mother's Day show that we did just before Mother's Day, these are the husbands to the two women that we had on there. And I'm going to bring them onto the show here. Individually. So we do have Billy Baldus, which is the husband, or who is the husband of Anna Stone, who was on our show on Mother's Day. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? You got
I'm doing
one
good.
Little one
Thanks
over there.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm
one
glad you were
one
able
and
to take
one medium size.
Yeah. One energized medium one over there with a 3-year-old. So great. And we also have, we'll let you introduce yourself more officially in a moment. And we also have Jim Freeman on the line. Hello, Jim.
How are you this morning?
All right, doing pretty good. Are you surviving that Arizona heat at all out there?
It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough. I think I melted down about 5 pounds until yesterday.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, some of us should probably step out there and do that. It might be helpful.
Yeah.
You guys don't have, and that, of course, as you heard, the last name of Freeman is my father. And both of my parents are out there in Arizona. Neither one of them can really afford to lose those 5 pounds. So, you know, we hope they get can stay cool out there because it's been over 100, I think, for at least, what, a week or two now?
For what? So we've been here?
It's been over 100 degrees out there during the day.
Yeah, 112, between 109 and 112 for the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah. I think we'll keep our 60s and 70s in the humidity for that one, huh, Billy?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds
but
good
they,
to me.
They keep saying it's a dry heat. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it'll dry you out is what it'll do. Anyway. Okay,
anyway.
Gentlemen. So, yes. So, let's see. Jim is, as I said, my father. He, in addition to having myself, my sister, and brother, he's got a 3 grandchildren. He's got a couple of great-grandchildren. So he's had a little while of experiencing this fatherhood.
It's a great joy.
And most of the time that I was
you
growing up, I'm talking on to our
yeah,
listeners
yeah.
And trying to introduce you here a little bit. So most of the time he's been a lithograph pressman, doing billboards as well as beer cans and some other things over the years. And now is retired and living in Arizona. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to talk about on just the immediate part of your background.
No, that pretty well covers it. I came from a very large family of 7 kids before they're my brothers and sisters. But other than that, that's about all my history.
Okay. And Billy, we've mentioned that you have a new baby, just less than, well, was it 2 weeks now? And
just
a 3-year-old.
1 week old and 1 day.
Oh.
So very recent. And a 3.5-year-old. So yes, I'm on the other end of the spectrum as being a father. Well, I'm still close to the beginning with my 3.5-year-old and right at the beginning with my 1 week old daughter.
Right. And so what else do you do in life that you'd like to share with us?
I have done many things in life. I've always been in the creative field, and I've done a lot in the creative field, reaching the whole spectrum. So I've been self-employed for a long time as a designer, where I would do illustration, animation, web design, and print design, and I've had a band, so I toured around and played for about 10 years, kind of semi-pro. Tried to break it to the big time, but it's still around and it's fun. And that was called Uncle Larry. It's kind of once the kids got here, that whole project is a little bit on the back burner now. but there's still some projects going on with that. And currently, I'm the art director for a manufacturing company where they wanted to push the boundaries of their creative. So they brought me in to kind of shake up the industry a little bit. So that's been fun to lend my design services to that. And then I also do art shows. It's cool that your lithography press operator, because I like to do screen printing and do experiment with other forms of printmaking for my fine art when I have gallery shows. So that's pretty cool.
Very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of this show today and sharing your experiences as a father with us. And so the first thing I'd like to venture into this. Now, normally what we do on Purpose Talk Radio is I ask people, you know, what their purpose is and how they came to know what it is and achieve it and all that. You know, I'm sure you think there are other purposes in your life, or, you know, was fatherhood the main purpose for you, or is it the main purpose for you right now? And it doesn't matter either way, whether it is or is not. But I guess I'd like to talk to that topic just a little bit. You know, as far as being a father, how do you see that as fitting into your purpose in life? So, Billy, if you want to answer that first, and then we'll go to Jem on that.
How do I see being a father fit into the purpose of my life? Wow. Okay. Well, now that I am a father, it definitely gives me the responsibilities of taking care of the children and family. So it's kind of funny to think about, but once you have the kids, you definitely get those purposes. They just come along with the kids, that now you have these people you got to take care of. They rely on you. They're dependent on you. So, you want to make sure they're healthy and safe and taken care of. So that's it. And happy, you know, so that's a big part. Before I had kids, you know, it was, I don't know. You just don't think of it that much, I guess. At least for me, I was never the type of person that was gung-ho or, you know, would think a lot about a family. I just, I guess I knew I would have kids someday, but I never thought that much in depth about it.
Great. Thank you. And so, Jim, how does being a father fit into your purpose in life?
Well, it's been came from a family of seven kids, I guess I had a little more knowledge of what it was to raise a family. My mother passed away at a very young age. I had to stay home and help my father raise six of the kids. My older brother got married early. But I hope it did something good for raising my kids. I had three of them, as Cindy knows. And I don't think any of them were really spent any time in jail or anything. I think I did most of the things that I could do right. I didn't do everything right, I know that. But I don't, as I said, I tried very hard to raise a family. But I tried to have a decent income with good jobs or good investments or something just to keep them going. Other than that, I hope they turned out right. I don't have any real regrets about my family. As far as my grandchildren or step-grandchildren or great-grandchildren, I kind of miss them. They're up in the Chicago and Wisconsin area, and I don't get to see them as often as I'd like to. I can't afford to run back and forth, but fortunately, I have to be down here for who going to help raise it for your mother. So other than that, that's about all I can say. I hope they turned out all right. So far, I have no real disappointments. A little disappointment every once in a while. I think every father will have that, but I'm happy about life.
Well, good. Yeah, I think we turned out all right. We're all fairly self-sufficient at this point. And I think that's what most fathers want for their kids.
True.
Yes, I agree.
So when you look at fatherhood in general, you know, we've got all kinds of different fathers out there. You know, you've got fathers that are involved with their kids. You've got ones that aren't. There's stepfathers. There's grandparents. There's godfathers. There's guardianships and all of that. And I think over the years, I don't know if the definition of fatherhood has really changed any. I think just the on the surface, perhaps, how someone is perceived as a father in life might have changed a bit. And so, you know, I guess what kinds of things, I'm going to go to Jim first on this one, what kind of things do you think really are important to being a father?
Well, I think that being a father is the things that are important is helping them realize what life is all about. And when I say that, from what I see these days, I don't think a individual can live without a cell phone in their pocket, and that's being a little older or a lot older than what you're talking about. I see that progression going to a point where television, as video games, and little cell phones are babysitting. I hope that I was involved with my kids. I unfortunately had to go to different states and work different. Out of state for where I would be gone for the whole week and come back only on weekends. And I wasn't too happy about that. Unfortunately, I had to make a decent living, and that was the only thing that was available at the time. So as long as you keep the family together, when we sat down for a meal, we all sat down together as much as possible. And I don't see that happening anymore either. So I'm hoping that that whoever is a father, and I'm not picking on anybody for this reason, just that I think that there's more activities for the kids to do, which keeps them further away from family. And that's my idea.
All right. And, Billy, I'm going to turn that back on over to you as well. You know, what do you think is important in being a father?
Well, you know, I agree with a lot of the stuff Jim said. And I'm experiencing it with firsthand with modern technology, and try not to let that be the only thing your child experiences. But I think you know, what's important is just being there for your children, spending time with them, and you know, going on hikes or walks and playing with them. I think that's important, and teaching them. So when I'm working on, for example, like an art project that I have going on, or a building project, if I'm building something, I usually try to include Theo in that. So even if it's, I think it's a good experience. He seems to enjoy it, my son, and I'll do the same for my daughter. But yeah, I think just spending time with them is one of the most important things. And right now, it was really cool when I was self-employed and I had a lot more freedom. My schedule was very flexible, which was great. And now I've been working for a company as an art director, which is, it's nice to get the regular pay. It's not so much a roller coaster ride, but it does get frustrating when you are tied up at the office, and especially this day and age with technology and my line of work, it's just kind of weird. Like, I could totally work remotely. So, and then that feels like it's cutting into the responsibilities and what you want to do as a father and be there for your family and your children.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And so, like, when you found out you were going to be a father, did you, we'll start with Billy on this one, you know, did you make some changes? Did you think anything in particular when it's like, okay, now I'm going to be a father? Does that, how does that, did that change your life at all? What you were going to do?
Yes. Yeah, I made some, I think, some big changes. That, well, some of the, some were a little tough. I would, I suppose, a big one was. So yes, I did have my band, and it still exists, but it's, like I said, it's on the back burner now. But that was a pretty serious thing, and I'm very passionate about it. And but when my first child was born, I knew that now I have these responsibilities, and I have to focus on that, and if I have time later down the road, or maybe I can figure out a way to work in my music back into my life somehow. But that was a big change. I did have to, you know, turn down a lot of potential opportunities and shows, and kind of lay low and focus on my children instead of music. And you know, I'm glad I did that, though, because I've had a great time watching my son grow up, and now I get to see my daughter start to grow up now, too. So I think it's worth it. And like I said, that stuff still exists. And it's, you know, a little bit less stress. You've got to get rid of some of that extra stress, and so you can really focus on the family.
Right. And it's kind of, Jim had alluded to what he, some of what he had to do, which was do some traveling and things to be with family and make the money for the family. But how else, Jim, did your life change, or did it change when you, what were your first thoughts when you were, found that you were going to be a father? It's been a while, I know.
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, you're talking to me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the biggest change in my life was when I became a father. First of all, I was a couple years older than a lot of people when they got married. I was almost 25. And unfortunately, my in-laws did not think too much of me. I don't know. So, but, and it wasn't a bad thing, but when my wife got pregnant, it just changed the whole lifestyle between me and my in-laws. And my family and my in-laws got along a lot better after the first child was born. That was my mother-in-law's first grandchild. She had three daughters, and that was her first grandchild, and she was very enthusiastic about it. And so that brought the families together. And to me, that was very important, too. I mean, I did not want to have bad feelings with in-laws. You know, you hear these sad stories all the time. My mother-in-law is no good, and my father-in-law's got a in my next 20 days. I didn't want that. I came from a very large family that cooperated quite well. All my uncles and aunts and everything, I've known them all my life. We always got together, and I didn't want to change anything. I thought that was an excellent way to live with a family, and having that first child kind of brought all this stuff closer to me.
Okay, good. I think that does tend to bring families together a lot when there's a grandchild born. I don't know, it seems sometimes that I've heard some folks say that they get a chance to kind of do that parenting thing all over again from what they've done before. And, you know, I don't know. I can't ask Billy that because he's not there yet. You know, I don't know if he's kind of... let's hope not, right? experience that over the time. You know, what was there anything different? Obviously, you didn't have to parent the grandchildren, except when they visited you. But, you know, how, does that change things at all, make a difference in the family as well as you start adding on generations?
And that's for me again?
Yes.
Well, again, it's the thing that is big with me is family has always been very important to me. I probably didn't always treat things the way they should have been. My dad didn't always treat everything the way he should have done either. But the point is, if it does keep all the family closer together, even though you're miles away from one another, the phone call is important at times. And with things like Skype on a computer and stuff like that, I'm not that involved in technology as much as I used to be. But it's still, when I talk to my grandson, one of the first things he says is, "Well, I got this new computer game that I'm playing, and I want to go to it." Well, fine. And the other ones have more technology knowledge than I'll ever be able to get. And when I was growing up, or it was all married, I was an electrician. I worked in machines that were computer generated finishing. I worked on the computers. I did all. And I was very involved in technology too. I'm away from that now. I'm sitting home, and if I turn the television on or I turn the computer on for entertainment, it's not like I'm frozen to it like they are. Again, that's kind of a sore point with me, I admit it. But other than that, I think if you can keep the family close together, even if you are miles away, which we are trying to do, I think that's very important.
Okay.
Does that pretty well answer your question?
Yep. So what is I'm going to put these two questions together for you. What is the best thing about being a father, and what were some of the most challenging things for you, Jim, being a father?
Well, the best thing of being a father was being involved with them. I worked with the Boy Scouts when my son was in the Scouts. I worked with not much with the Girl Scouts, but my daughter was in various things at schools and things like that. I tried to be there for their shows and for their meetings and things. I did enjoy that. Unfortunately, sometimes I was too far away to come to that stuff. But other than that, it's again a matter of trying to keep the family together and doing the things with them that they want to do, not just standing there being a boss. Sometimes I might have been a little hard on my kids because I felt they might be going the wrong way, but that was my opinion, and I expressed it that way. I didn't use a big club on them. I didn't use a whip on them or anything else, but I was kind of pretty stern, I think. But that's because that's the way I was brought up. What's that? Say that again.
Didn't say anything.
Are you there?
Yep, heard you. Didn't say anything on that.
Okay, somebody did. But I was raised, like I said, my father was a pretty stern guy too. But he was a loving father, and that's what I tried to do. I hope I did it.
Okay.
So you've got to follow some rules, but at the same time, you got to be a little soft once in a while too. Okay.
Mhm. Yep. And you say that about the Girl Scouts and stuff, but even then it's like, he got the cookie list and the candy bar list to take to work. It always got filled.
I probably sold more cookies at work than the Girl Scouts did.
Yep. Some years, made it really good, And we were allowed to do the things that you can't really do now, which is go around the neighborhood and sell the cookies. And I mean, one of the things, and this is one of the things I remember, I'm just going to add into it for a second, is like, okay, if you go out and sell, I'll take in the work. You don't go out and sell, too bad. You're not going to get money. You're not going to get everybody at work to buy from you. And that
right.
Wasn't fair, too. It was, I pretty much tried to match whatever he got at work. So you get to look forward to those kind of things, Billy,
Wow, all right.
Out to vacations or whatever. So what, I know it's, short term right now, but what do you think are the best things about fatherhood and what are the most challenging right now for you?
maybe the best, well, the best part is having kids. That's the best part. They're super fun and surprise me every day, and it's just awesome having children. One of the most challenging part, maybe when your child finds the hidden stash of candy and eats all of it. That is very challenging. And then they are wild and out of control. Some of those things might be the most challenging parts. But I can definitely see down the road, as my kids grow up, there's going to be some big challenges coming up. Making decisions is kind of challenging. We have to figure out some pretty big stuff coming up soon here, like school. What are we going to do about that? So that's challenging for sure.
Mhm. Okay. So what, you know, yes, it's fairly new, but Billy, do you have any words of wisdom you want to pass on to any other fathers, whether they be new fathers, whether they be, you know, maybe they're adopting kids, you know, whatever the case might be. Do you have any words of wisdom you could pass on to folks as they're, you know, looking at that?
I suppose maybe just, let's see, any words of wisdom. Just try to, you know, if they're not doing exactly what you expect them to do, not to get too frustrated and just kind of guide them the right way. I suppose that's it. Just be relaxed, not too panicked if it's not going exactly the way you expect it to.
Cool. And before I turn that question over to you, Jim, I'm going to put out to our listeners, if anybody wants to jump in on this as we're getting down to the end of my questions, if you'd like to jump into this conversation, please do give us a call at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074, or put any questions you might have in the chat room. I don't see anything there right now. So then, Jim, we'll turn that around for you. Any words of wisdom you can give to new parents or folks that are thinking of entering fatherhood here?
Well, my biggest concern was the finances. I tried to make my children a little more aware of what money does for you. I don't expect you to be a millionaire, but I expect you to pay your bills like you should. There were times when I had a help that I was glad to and I could. And right now, being in the position we are down here and living literally on Social Security, I regret the fact that I cannot help them. I can help some, but if it really happens, but I cannot help the way I always thought I could. So saving enough money in your livelihood, whether it's for you or for your kids, is not so much that's designated for them or you, but having a little extra on the side somewhere for emergencies, that was very important. And there were times when it came up. There was a period in my life where I was not able to work for almost 6 months. We won't get into the details of why, but it was not my fault. Somebody did the wrong thing to me. But the point is that 6 months pretty well wiped out all of my savings, and then it made me aware of the fact that now I got to start controlling my money a little bit better. Not necessarily for my kids, but for us. And if my kids need an emergency, they were getting pretty well. They were up in years, but to where they should be able to handle things yourself. If they can't, I would like to try to help them, but I cannot help the way I would like to. So if I give anybody words of advice, make sure you have a slush fund somewhere that will help you should these things come up, because they will come up, especially in today's life.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm sure there's even things like, you know, unexpected medical bills and your own car bills and, you know, all that kind of miscellaneous stuff that comes up in life, unfortunately, that none of us ever expect. So it's a good philosophy for, I think, all of us, whether we are parents or whether we're not, something to try to strive for.
true.
So I'm not seeing anybody jumping in with any questions. Let's check one more screen here. So I guess, you know, are there any other things that you think you want to share with our audience about fatherhood or, you know, just being family in general? Sure, go ahead, Jim.
Well, I just congratulate the Belvers for his second kid there. I hope things go very well with him. He's had a long life with his children. I hope it's a very happy life. Like I said, I had my kids at home almost all my life, and I there were moments when I thought, why did I ever do this? But there are times when I was very happy I did. So I'm sure you will find the same thing in your life. I hope that if anything that comes out of this conversation here, I hope there's some benefit for you that you can either think about or work on in your time. I was happy I had the kids. I'm sorry I can't be there now to help them like I should. But again, I got to consider my wife's health too. That's more important right now because my kids are old enough to take care of themselves, I hope. That's all I have to say.
Yes,
there you go.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Yes, that is that's an interesting concern that you mentioned, just having the finances to take care of the family. Sometimes that dawns on me, oh, my gosh, am I going to be able to help them out? And I do think in the future that I want to be able to help out my kids when they're older, when they're adults or and they need some help, I want to be able to help them out. So I am thinking about that now and, you know, trying to make a plan so I'd be able to do that for my kids when they grow up. So I think that's some pretty good advice and wisdom.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you guys turn this around just a little bit here. Billy, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Jim? And then I'm going to let him turn that around for a second. So.
Let me see. Did you ever make any?
Unexpected.
I'm trying to think of a question. Well, do you make art as well, Jim? I know you operate a lithography press. Yeah.
Well, I did make the press plates that I printed with for a while, and that took a little bit of a hand of art because you got to separate the colors and you got to redesign anything for the overlay in case if you did art, if you know anything about printing, you know that printing is done in a series of dots. Everything is dots. There's no straight lines in printing at all. And
yep.
People don't believe that, but that's the way it is. So you got to make sure you don't have extra dots in the wrong place, particularly when you're playing with type. I never did linotype, and I never wanted to. But when making the press plate stuff like that, I enjoyed that. Right now, just to put a little head on this thing. I'm 78 years old. So what I'm talking about now for the future for my kids, if nothing else, I may leave them, if we pass away, I might leave them with a rather substantial debt. But at the same time, there might be enough there for them to enjoy a little life, too. So that's the way we do it. That's the way I want to keep it. So I don't know how old you are, and it's none of my business, but I hope that you have a very successful career somewhere along the line. I worked in four different states, and I was in a union where if they needed help somewhere else, they could ship me over to it, and I worked in different companies. I worked in a dozen different companies. I know what it is to have to travel. I know what it is to have to do things for your family that you may or may not want to do, but sometimes that's the best way to handle it, and that's how we did that.
Wow. Okay.
So, Jim, do you have a question for Billy on this topic?
Well, not really. I kind of guessed at his age, and that I don't want to ask that. That's none of my business. I assume they've been married for a few years. I'm hoping he sounds like he's trying to settle down on a particular item, but not exactly what he wants to do. And unfortunately, that's true. I was a musician too, but not Chris Gallagher you were or that you did. But I've always been involved in music, and music is a very important part of life. So whatever you do, I hope you find a niche in life that you're very happy with. I hope your family is very happy with you doing it. That's important.
Oh.
The job is great, but it's also important that your family's happy with you too. So
yes, thank you.
If you got an idea of what you want to do in life, I guess that my question would be, look at it hard and do what you want with it.
Yes, that's what I'm doing, trying to do a lot of things. Just got to kind of focus on one or two things instead of this vast spectrum of all of these things.
Well, good. As I appreciate your time on here. I after the Mother's Day show, I threw the next one on of and did my comments and kind of feedback on what my mom had to say about being a mother. And I'm going to just take a minute and take a little bit of liberty as a host with my dad on the phone here and say, you know, for me, because I've doing these shows, I get to think of the questions, I get to think of the comments and where things are going to go. So, for me, growing up, it was, yes, it was, you have to be in at a certain time. You have to be, for us, we were actually in bed much earlier than some of our classmates and things like that. But it also meant that no matter how much I hated mornings and still hate mornings, we were up at, when Dad was working in the area later, like our high school years and our grade school years, we had breakfast. Yes, it was at the hour of 6:15 in the morning that I didn't think existed twice in a day. but, we did have breakfast as a family. We had dinner as a family. We came home and the three of us sat at the table and had our snack together before we went out and played and or did homework or whatever the case was. We all were involved in music for the most part of our choice. I joke around here still that I, wanted to play drums and I was told I was a girl and couldn't do it and my brother got them. But that's okay. I like calling my guitar around much better than I'd like calling a drum kit around.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our vacations and our times together and, the like. And, that was all important. And it was, it was travel. And, I tended to get car sick, so I had to do things like writing and reading while I was going on it. And, somewhere I'm sure I'm going to find a lot of those journals I wrote someday. I hope I do because I keep a little too many things, but I get a feeling some of those journals are floating around here somewhere that I can look back on some of those trips and how much I enjoyed them. When I actually got to the locations and were able to do things. So, those were some of the things. I know my dad has mentioned traveling. I honestly don't even remember him being gone from then. And I should be because I'm the oldest. So for what that's worth. So the other stuff overshadowed any of that time gone, which was pretty cool, so that we didn't, I'm sure when
cool.
I was a kid I probably missed them, but it's not something that stands out right now for me. So, I just kind of think of that and reflect on those, and I'm sure each of you have your times, too, that you can reflect on being with your own father and things that you remember. If you wish to comment on those, you're welcome to. I put that out there then probably as like the last question of things that, as you were growing up, if there's something specific that you remember about your father you'd like to share, that would be good. It's up to you. Billy, if you want to start with that, that would be great.
Something about my dad sharing
something? Yeah, what do you remember about, your dad or your time growing up and your time with your dad, if there's something you'd like to share? I don't know your background, so I may be putting you on the spot, but I'd open that up to you.
Oh, okay. Well, so I have three older brothers, so there was a lot of us in the house. But, I remember just being excited when my dad would get home from work when I was a little kid. And we've really loved the family vacations we would go on where the whole family was together and we'd drive by station wagon, like down to Florida or to the East Coast. So those were always really fun adventures. And I just remember my dad kind of taking me along with him on to his hobbies, stuff that he did. So that's kind of what I'm doing with my kids. But he loved ice boating, where you sail. It's like a sailboat, but it's on ice in the middle of winter. And there are these boats with these big blades on them, and we would go to the lake, like, for a full day, like a Saturday and then a Sunday, and just ice boat around and go. And that was always really fun. And he loved playing softball. So I remember being at all these softball games and playing with the other kids. So, yeah, I just always liked tagging along on whatever his hobbies were.
Very nice. Okay. Jim, any other things you'd like to say as far as your father, or what was the things you'd like to share?
I can remember my father being a little bit on the strict side, but again, he was raising a large family, and he did a lot of things that he had to do to survive. He never made a lot of money. He was a truck driver, and back at that time, truck drivers were not paid anywhere near what they are now. I mean, there's no comparison these days. But I'm not regretting truck drivers. I'm happy for them. My father was not a drinker. He would occasionally have a drink. He loved bowling. And that's one of the things that I kind of grew up loving to do. We used to go fishing once in a while off an Navy Pier in Chicago and things like that. And but he was always there when we needed him. Yeah. When he bought his first house, just an example. He came across a deal that one of my uncles found that you had to live in the house for a year and rent it before you were able to buy it. They did that to buy the house, and he begged, borrowed, and stole everything he could to put $1,000 down on it, and then he had to pay all that back. But he did that, and then he bought a second house after a few years. That's probably what got me interested in finances or something like that. So, yes, I think he did a very good job of raising the family. At the time, we thought he was pretty strict. But then again, we don't have anybody spending a long time in San Quentin or anything like that. It was a very close family. And when we used to go to school and something, the kids used to say, don't fool with him. Stay away from the Freeman family. Don't cause any troubles. But all seven of us walked down the street. They knew we were there. And that was my dad's idea. You guys stick together no matter what you do. So that's what I tried to do. That's it. Still there?
Oh. Hello. I'm here.
Yep, we're here. So, yes, folks, so as you can see, I had muted myself because I was hearing some echoing and I wanted to put my phone, so... can hear, you know, no matter what age and no matter how, you know, far into your own life, there are always the memories of families, of fatherhood, of being a part of togetherness, whatever that might mean. That seems to resonate with both of these gentlemen as well as myself, and hopefully it resonates with all of you. So I think... I don't have any other questions. Let me check one more thing here and make sure there's not others there, not in the chat room, not in the phone call. Last second, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. But otherwise, you know, I know you both have got some busy lives and some things that you need to be getting to. You're welcome to stay on as I wrap up the show. I'll put you back on hold. Any final comments at all? Either one of you.
Well, I might be a little prejudiced, but I'm kind of happy with what my daughter's doing with this show, so continue to do it. I hope everybody is enjoying it. And I'm glad it's making her happy more than it's making me happy. So that's my comment for today. Best of luck with it, Cindy. Continue with what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And have fun, you know, when you're raising your kids, have a lot of fun with it.
Perfect. All right, thank you, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day to both of you. I'm sure I'll talk to you, Dad, on Sunday. And thank you both for being a part of this show. And hope you continue happy in your fatherhood. I'll put you on hold and continue with the show. Like I said, you're welcome to listen in to the end of it here. Okay, we had Jim Freeman and Billy Baldus on as our guests today talking about fatherhood. Again, I invite you to share this show at the same link where the original was. As part of this show, we always do put something in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page where the conversation can continue as an affirmation to the show for this week. And, of course, I don't have one readily available for myself. So let's see. So I'm going to do, and I am nurturing in all of my relationships so that it can follow through for men and women in that, in what you do at Father's Day. And, you know, all of us do have a masculine and feminine side to us as far as our nurturing and our, I want to say sometimes the discipline. Seems to me more on the father's side, depends, the more down-to-earth. And, you know, we've got that nurturing and naturing of us that we just all want to embrace. You know, there are mothers who play the role of fathers. There's fathers who play the role of mothers. But I would say, again, as far as the affirmation is for this week, I am nurturing in all of my relationships. And invite you to use that this week if you need something strong to grow on. So Purpose Talk Radio, again, is brought to you on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K. We do talk about living your purpose. If you know someone who you think would be a good guest on this show, you know, we do the topics based on interest of the audience as well as who our guests might be. So I invite you to suggest some things for us. We do offer the subscription, so to speak, to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where you can keep the conversation going on at all times. We do accept donations and sponsorships for this show. As we do, it is airtime paid for on Blog Talk Radio. You can contact me regarding any of that at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. As we mentioned on the show, it seemed like both of our guests as well as myself seem to enjoy traveling and vacations, whether it be, you know, what they call the staycation, the trips at home, just in your own neighborhood, or overseas, out of state, whatever it might be. I would invite you to contact one of our sponsors, which is True Visions Travel, and find out how they might be able to set up those vacations with you and for you. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I can find this stuff online. You know what? Yes, you can. With the internet, with all of the technology that's out there, a lot of that stuff is very readily available. However, I will tell you that with a travel agent, we've got some access to some things that you may not have, and some discounts and packages and things like that that may not be accessible to you just through the internet. So I invite you to contact us at truevisionstravel.com. Come to the website at truevisionstravel.com. You know, if you think about things this Father's Day, we think about that nurturing part of a father. We think of those things that we enjoyed as families. And, you know, some of us may not be in the same position where we remember that nurturing time. Some people may have the struggles from whether it be an abusive issue or a missing father, missing in action father. You know, find whatever you can on the positive side of the relationship. You know, sometimes that missing father in action might have allowed you to cultivate a relationship with an uncle or someone, some other father figure in your life. If there's abuse and you were able to get out of it, you know what? You were able to get out of it. So please, I do invite you, whether you had a very good relationship with a father figure in your life, whether you've not had one that was quite as nurturing as you might like it to be, please do continue to find the positive in all of those relationships and in everything that you do in life. We are coming up on Positive News Month in July, so we are looking, of course, to focus on those stories particularly. But, you know, as we go through life, we all have different views. You know, you can have a sibling that sees that experiences the same thing you do, and somehow they don't remember it the same way. And that's okay. You know, whether your father is here, whether they're gone, please remember to take a moment and thank that person for being a part of your life as we go into Father's Day this weekend. So as we close out the show, there is the song, I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. And we are all who we want to be if we allow ourselves to take the moment and plan that. So the True Trinity website is TRUETRINITY.com. The vocalist again on that is Jillian Clark. It is co-written by Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And as we close out this show, with the song I Am Who I Am, as I'm trying to click on it and make it go, I wish you all, folks, I invite you to come back next week as we talk about Positive News Month. And until then, I wish you all soul blessings and thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.